Let's do it.
Welcome to the Rip 28 podcast. This is the Rip 28 podcast. It's a podcast where a few friends get together and we talk about a few things. Now, some of those things you might like, some of those things you might not like, but we keep on talking about them on the Rip 28 podcast. I am the world's sexiest podcast host, joined by a few of my friends. As always, we start off with the president. QB1, what's going on there, C-Naz?
What's up, everybody? C-Naz in the building, as always. Have a productive show today.
Okay, wow, that's not very just really plain intro, man.
Productive show.
Anticlimactic.
I was expecting a little bit more energy or something. God damn.
Very productive show.
Are you happy to be here? Jeez.
On to the next.
The richest friend we have. The richest friend we have. She's coming to us, joining us. Just came back from sitting in the box seats at the softball game. Caught the PJ to the softball game. And now she caught the PJ rat back. Only person sitting in the box seats to herself, her own box. The one and only S. Commas. What's going on, S. Commas?
What's up, people? How are y'all? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. Happy Sunday to you, man. You know, glad to have you here. Glad
I'm
to have you
here. I'm happy to be here.
Hey,
better
man.
Better seen than viewed.
Better seen than viewed. Okay, I get it. That's cool, too. I don't know the difference. What's the difference?
Seeing is seeing. Viewing is viewing.
I don't know. Okay, I'll take your word for it. But okay, anyway. You know, hey, check this out. Before we go too far, it's that time of year, man. That time of year where people move on. I guess when you say move, when you say seen, you're talking about moving on? I mean, like in a funeral?
No, I mean better to see you than to view your body, boy. Oh. Better seen than viewed.
Well, check
he wasn't
this
looking
out.
At the screen, must be. He wasn't looking.
Check this out. Well, we're going to talk about a different moving on. We're going to talk about a better moving on right here.
Okay, Chance got his locks for us.
We're going to give a shout out. Cheyenne about to graduate college. The firstborn of the Nesbitt clan about to graduate college. Cheyenne graduating from HBCU, Tennessee State. In Nashville, shout out to Cheyenne, man. If y'all want to make this a happy graduation for Cheyenne, y'all can hit up her Cash App at $RIP28podcast.
You know what?
$RIP.
You sent that to you. I'll redirect it.
$RIP28podcast. If you want to make it a happy graduation,
you know what?
For Cheyenne. Nah, it's $ Cheyenne Nesbitt. Now, you know, they spell it.
Cheyenne B.
Nesbitt. You know, they spell it Negroish. It is $ C-H.
Spell it uniquely, son. Uniquely.
Well, I'm trying to give out the dollar sign. Let me give it out now. Cheyenne Nesbitt. Cheyenne Nesbitt. Hey man, what baby girl graduating in, man? What's her degree?
Hospital administration.
Hospital?
And she is what is that? Magna cum laude and all that good stuff too. So
you know none.
Very, very, very proud, man.
You know none of us know what that means.
Look, cause Chance graduated. Thank you, Laude.
I just graduated Laude.
Hey, man, check this out, man. Every time y'all talk shit about my president, what do you call the man who finishes last in medical school?
Doctor.
You call him doc.
Chance, what is Cheyenne going to do after graduation?
Come back to the crib, going to UGA for grad school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, big time.
Good for her. Good for her.
Markeisha Williams said graduation. Chance ain't do nothing.
Don't do that.
I know why we graduated.
We got out of college. She did. She took over and did her thing. All on her.
She got her own set to college with her doing her work right.
Did in high school. Yeah.
Don't do that, Sly.
No credit for me.
No, ain't no credit. Okay. You ain't do nothing. You was just there. I know you ain't helped with no homework.
Yeah. Until you got to middle school.
Black Fathers Matter, Chance. Good job. Congratulations to U of T.
I just let Sly know I got the blueprint for all of them. So they need to follow in line instead of talking that noise.
Hey, but you know
get
what?
Get your weight up, young boy.
You know what? Real talk. I think something about us growing and getting older, man, getting a little bit more mature and dealing with family stuff. I'm gonna be honest. I do go to Chance for some. I got questions every now and then, and you know, a lot of people don't respect Chance or his expertise. But I will call and ask Chance a question. I remember one time, me and my son were just having a talk about life and you know, trying, you know, he want to be an athlete, and you know, daddy don't know nothing, so you got to get somebody else's advice, you know. So I remember I called Chance on speakerphone, and I said, hey man, this is a man who got, you know, two daughters in college, both of them was great athletes, one of them on a basketball scholarship. And I told Chance, I say, hey, if you don't believe me, I mean, I told my son, if you don't believe me, you know, ask him, you know. And but I think that's one of the good things though about our group, our social circle together. You know, we've been tight for so long that I can trust his advice because he's been through it. So, you know, kudos to
good thing is like we don't get to get together a whole lot, but then when we do, like we got together a few weeks ago with the sons and everything. And, you know, it was just like they knew us from the get-go, you know. You know, even though you only seen them a few times, but they were like, these are my pops, boys or whatever, so they my boys too. And you know they're going to look out for each other. So, you know, Black men in general need to do more of that, you know what I'm saying? Get together, make sure your kids see positive Black people doing, you know, we didn't go out to no strip club with them or nothing like that. We went to a football game.
Yeah,
you know, so it's something positive. Well, you know what I mean?
It's good you didn't take teenagers to a strip club, Chance. That's good.
We're gonna say that for the next couple of years. That'll be later down the line. Be later down the line. We take them to the strip club, but that's so true, man. Just us getting together. I thought that was pretty cool that we would get together and just a men's weekend. And that's something, give credit to Big Tim. Tim Brown was like, yo, we need to do this more often. We need to get all the people together. Cause I remember me growing up, my dad homeboys, you know, they was my uncles, you know, and mm-hmm. I look at my son and my homeboys, We ain't get together as much as my dad got together with his homeboys.
We distant uncles.
Yeah, we distant uncles. We ain't close uncles.
Did Tim bring somebody's son with him?
Not yet. But
one day he will. When he's big enough.
I thought he might have borrowed a kid.
Nah, in today's climate, I don't think you want to say borrow a kid in today's climate, man. You know, but
he can be a big brother.
Yeah,
but you know, Tim at Georgia Tech, he knows everybody who's a mentor of the athletic program. He used to be an advisor for all them. So he met a couple of dudes that was used to go there and it's in the NFL now and stuff like that. You know, my kids get to see that, you know. They know it's a way, even at Georgia Tech.
But you know, it's funny walking around Georgia Tech with Tim though, man, when you go to an athletic event. And like Tim is a local superstar, a local politician. when you see, because everybody know Tim. Yeah, that's funny to me. It's like Tim is the big man on campus, you know, even though he wasn't a great baller. He still, like, everybody liked Tim. Everybody, that ain't funny. You know, Tim a likable person. I don't know. We sitting up here talking about Tim like the world know who the hell Tim is.
That's all good.
Because we a worldwide show. We a
And my brother,
world.
though. And my brother.
We
Your brothers
world.
in Nigeria need to know who Tim is.
They probably do. They probably do. Tim get around. Tim get around. He famous. He famous like that. But yeah, man. Speaking of famous, man, we wanted to talk about this last week, but we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Was Caitlin Clark, man. Caitlin Clark just got a shoe deal. She got her own signature shoe from Nike. And, you know, big deal, you know, big deal for somebody to get a signature shoe. A lot of people have a shoe, they got their name kind of on the shoe, but it's not their signature shoe. But some folk was mad at that, man. They was mad at the fact that Caitlin got her own shoe, and you know, Aja Wilson don't have a shoe, Candace Parker don't have a shoe.
Asia.
Asia, my bad. Asia Wilson don't have a shoe. You know, how y'all feel about that? I got an opinion on it, but how y'all feel about the fact
I got a thing too. I mean,
that she got a shoe and some other folk don't?
marketability is everything. I mean, she gonna sell more shoes than they gonna sell. So, I mean, that's the bottom line. Like, she's more popular than they are. She might not be better than they are. Well, who knows? But popularity wise, that people can go out and say, "Oh, I want to get these shoes." That's who they're gonna get. So that's why they did it. I mean, people can be mad all they want, but until, you know. In today's world with the social media and stuff, you got to put yourself out there and be more popular, I guess, if that's your end goal.
And that's my go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, that's my thing. You know, as a basketball player, of course, we believe that Asia is better than Caitlin Clark because Asia has been in the WNBA and she's proved it. She's proved that she's a player. But man, if I'm a businessman and I'm trying to sell stuff, hey, I can open up a whole new market dealing with Caitlin Clark rather than Asia Wilson. Because here go the thing, Asia Wilson, her fans, people look like us. Let's just be honest. You know, they black folk.
And then they in the south, southeast only, pretty much.
And people don't want, but black people are only 12% of the population in America. You know, that's all. That's all. 12,
I think the
15%.
other thing, first of all, I'm fairly certain Candace Parker does have a signature shoe.
Nope, she does not.
Are you sure?
She does not. The only people who have a signature shoe are, well, the only Nike
Oh, she's with
signature.
Adidas. She's with Adidas. I'm fairly
No.
certain she has a signature shoe with Adidas.
Okay, well, I'll let that go because I'm not sure, but I know
I
Nike.
mean, tell Pepe to get on that and do the research,
Yeah,
but I'm fairly
we'll get
certain.
Pepe to check that one
I'm
out.
fairly certain she does. Also, shout out to Candace Parker for retiring, announcing her retirement today. But I think what people aren't saying, I think the other thing that factors into this is that regardless of how you feel about her, she's also feminine presenting.
Oh,
And
yeah.
when you think about who they are trying to target, like you talk about that target audience, and they couldn't do it with Sue Bird or Diana Taurasi, even though they were magnificent players, because they weren't necessarily feminine presenting and they had wives. I think that this is just an opportunity to say, we have someone who is. We got this girl played at Iowa. She presents as a woman. She is a young white girl. Little white girls look up to her. I mean, I think you just gotta call it what it is. Like she is someone who they think is gonna make money for them because she checks all the boxes.
And that's the thing, man. And you know, it's funny. I hate to agree with Jason Whitlock,
Oh, Lord.
but on this time, I do have to agree with Jason Whitlock. He was talking about the WNBA draft, and he was saying how feminine that the women look. You know, the ladies who were drafted, they were actually very feminine when they came on the stage. And now, look, man,
Somebody made them do that.
huh? Say what
Somebody
now?
made them do that. Some of them.
Well, I don't know. What up, Andrea? I don't know if somebody made them do it or what, but that sells, man. And people don't, you know, in this world we live in, man, everybody want to be nice to everybody and say nice things to everybody. But sometimes you just got to tell the truth, man. A lot of people have ran from the WNBA because of the stereotype. You know, they ran from the stereotype, especially Midwestern, where, you know, a lot of the population who has some money to spend out in the Midwest, and those Christian values, the Southern Christian values and stuff like that, you know, some of these big hypocrites out here, they run and they like, hey, man, I don't want to be associated with that. And so that kind of hurts the WNBA. I know it's messed up to say, but it's true.
It's a reality. And I think that they are being intentional about trying to put forward their, again, I just use the term feminine presenting players, because they are trying to draw in folks who have not historically been watchers of the league. And how do we do that? We have good players, but they also don't make you feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, but I think that's just the way it is.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, if they can hoop, they can hoop. Like, why do you care who they like or whatever? You know what I'm saying? You don't know them personally. You just see what the product is out there on the court. So if they can play ball and you like the way they play ball, support that. I mean, their personal life is none of your business.
You know, and that's what I'm saying. Their personal life is none of our business, or what you particularly like or what you particularly feel. I mean, hey, Ebony BBW lesbian porn is one of my favorite categories, search categories.
Wait, but, you know,
that's a whole nother.
So on another subject, a whole if they would have found out like Dwight Howard was gay during his playing time, but somebody would be like, I ain't picking him up. He's still gonna get you 25 or 10. They still want him. You know what I'm saying?
The law of averages says that you have at least one on every team, but they aren't putting themselves in a position where they are outing themselves, because Chance, I think to your point, they think that it won't happen. They think that they won't get picked up. When you've heard of professional players who come out, they typically aren't players who have a lot of notoriety. They are typically players who, you know, third, fourth string, or journeymen in the NBA, you know, NBA journeymen who come out. I think that people are hesitant to do it because they think they'll be blackballed.
Yeah. And I think that's the NBA, but I think the WNBA was the exact opposite.
Absolutely. They felt like they could be themselves because they were in. But again, being themselves has not led to the commercial success that some of them probably could have seen, because the Chance point, they are ballers. And so you have this woman now who is feminine presenting and has not presented a same-sex partner, and that is attractive to people looking to have her promote their services. That's attractive to them.
Yeah, you can sell a lot more stuff in the Midwest if you come off as a girl and you're a girl. So,
although I've been to several Indiana Fever games, and are lots of same-sex couples at Indiana Fever games.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know that population is there, man. Especially in Atlanta, man. You go to the Atlanta Dream games, because you know I go to a lot of Atlanta Dream games, and you know, it's a lot of lumberjack shirts there, you know, those red.
No, that buffalo plaid.
The buffalo plaid. It's a lot of crew cuts. A lot of crew
I'm with
cuts.
Shut up. I'm with Chance though. Like, if you can ball, you can ball. And like, why can't you just sell that? Why can't that just be what you're selling? Why does it have to be, we gotta pick and choose how someone chooses to live their life outside of their chosen profession? Because they don't do that in other areas. Like, nobody cares who you, Chance. Nobody cares what T look like and what y'all got going on at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, Sly, nobody cares what you and your wife got going on. But in those instances where you are trying to promote something, they're like, well, we want to, this is what we want to put forward. This is what we want to promote.
People do care what me and my wife have going on. That's why my OnlyFans page is getting numbers.
What you call politics?
Just showing your crusty feet.
Some people into that, you know, beings of people in the world.
it is something for everybody out there.
Look, I want to know what they look like sitting there looking at sly feet.
Hey, you know what? I actually have really, really nice feet. I take care of my feet. That's something I've been told.
You know, I don't care to know that.
Well, back on subject. It's all the politics thing. It's just like you know,
my toes.
Presidential, congressman, senate man, you know, all those
senate men,
senate women too,
senate men,
congressmen, congresswomen, presidents, air presidents, whatever. But you know, all that stuff is, you know, who they can get on their side to sway whatever agenda they got going on. So you know, it's a dirty game, like. It might have been, you know, your girl from South Carolina was could have been really popular, but somebody might have blocked that or something like that, you know. But you know, somebody had came up with a proposal saying, "All right, we're gonna put you on these commercials, ABC." And then somebody was like, "Nope," and made it not happen. So you nobody ever knows what's really going on behind the scene.
Mm-hmm. That is true, man.
I think this is an instance of they were waiting for that great white hope, right? They were waiting for who's this person that's coming in. Because how long has the WNBA been around at this point?
At least 20. Huh?
25 years, I think.
Maybe. They were.
It came out after the 96 Olympics. So
we've ushered in a new generation, right? A new generation of young basketball players. The hype of this year's Final Four, bringing new people to the draft, and they were looking for who's gonna carry us over and put us over the edge. And it just so happened that the timing was such that Caitlin Clark fits the bill. You know, you look in another year, it may be somebody else. Maybe Juju's gonna have a hell of a season next year at USC, and she's gonna come out in 2 or 3 years and she'll be that next face. But for right now, they banking on Caitlin making them a lot of money.
And like you said, timing is everything. Like, yep.
Just
think about in the NFL or the NBA. So, you know, I'm a Grizzlies fan. I'll just use this example. At one time, Mike Conley Jr. was the highest paid player in the NBA just because of timing.
He
never made the All-Star game until like five people was hurt. And he got one of those exceptions or whatever. But he was the highest paid player in the NBA just because the timer was right when his contract came up and the going rate for point guards was this. And he played for this small market franchise that had to pay him that much money for him to stay. You know what I'm saying? Circumstances is everything, you know?
Yeah.
Boy, we was born too late, man. We was born too late. Could have got NBA money. Could have got that real money if I was born in 2000.
We had to make it to the NBA first.
you could have at least gotten real name, image, and likeness.
Yeah, we'll say that. If they had Instagram out in my day, I would have been Instagram famous.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have, man. I'm charming, dude. How many times you got to write up in the state paper an article about you and your athletic endeavors?
We live in one of the smaller states in the United States.
Hey, man. Hey.
Little chance. Slow news day.
hey, look here. I'll be a thousandaire. That's all I need.
What was the article exactly?
I was in that article too.
Dude followed me around. Dude followed me around for the day. And talked about me. Fred Gonzalez was the reporter name. I'll never forget it. Fred Gonzalez.
That was the end of Fred's career. We ain't heard from Fred.
Yeah, you're right.
No, Fred been on ESPN. He was on ESPN for a little while. Yeah, he was. He moved on. I don't know what he do now.
I know
he was on ESPN for a while. Yeah, man. Again, bro. Bro. Your boy used to be somebody special back in the day, man. Back in the
Back in
day,
the day.
I was charming.
Al Bundy.
If Wayne put up 30 points a game, nobody would know he was out there.
Hey.
I'm proud we could help you
Well,
grow your star.
I appreciate it. And I would have shared my name, image, and likeness money with you, Chance.
Same here.
Lies.
Same here.
See?
Hey, what was that
I'm
little
not
chicken
buying
wing spot?
that.
It was that
They
little Chinese spot.
chopsticks.
Yeah, we man, you had
Oh,
all the
chopsticks.
chicken wings and fried rice you can have, man.
Yep.
Remember
Chopsticks would have been
chopsticks.
one of my
You'd have
advertisers.
had a deal with them. You definitely would have had a chopsticks deal.
I would have had a deal with chopsticks.
Middle school, it was Wendy's up the street.
Mm-hmm.
Get two bacon double cheeseburgers.
Or Rush's, but you know Rush's ain't fuck with Columbia High like that, even though
Which
everybody,
was weird.
yeah, they ain't even have no
Because that was
Columbia High
our Friday,
stuff.
that was our after game spot.
Nah, McDonald's will.
Rush's,
We went to
Columbia
Rush's.
High wasn't the same when Rush's first started.
We went to McDonald's after the game.
What
Because McDonald's had the
McDonald's?
TV. McDonald's had
Tell
the one on the one in Dutch Square.
Joe we got us that wing spot. He's working at the wing spot.
Oh, Fat Buddy. Yeah, Fat Buddies
Yeah.
would have sponsored me.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm
man.
done by the parking lot.
I tell you,
East
man.
Room. That's the East Room up there now.
Yeah, right beside the East Room.
Yeah.
Right beside the East Room. The East Room's still going on, man. East Room's still going on. I ran into Joby in the East Room one time. Me and Craig went there after Dominique Daddy's funeral. We stopped by. We wanted to get a drink somewhere, and that was the only bar on Broad River. And lo and behold, Joby Stoudemire was there.
First of all, the Applebee's, that hood Applebee's was always there.
I'm about to say the only bar on Broad River.
That
Go on
was
now. He
at
made
hood at
it sound
that
good. That was the one y'all wanted to go to. It wasn't
No,
always
at
there.
that time, remember that Applebee's had shut down. The Applebee's shut down. Somebody else took over. Another restaurant came in its place, and
That
then it
was
was
just like 2
closed.
years ago, though.
No, that Applebee's been closed for a long time. Applebee's had been there for some of our Columbia people reach out to me, man. How long that Applebee's
How
been?
long Applebee's on the river been gone?
That thing
Because
been gone for 10
now it's
years.
a
I
no,
know it's
it
a
hadn't been
Mexican
that
restaurant now.
long. No, it's a Jamaican spot.
It's
It done
Jamaican
been
now. It done been a
Pond
couple of
River.
things.
Pond the
It done been a couple of things
River.
since
That
Applebee's
should have been a
left, man.
seafood spot, Mexican spot, Jamaican spot, Applebee's. It used
Yeah.
to be a club.
Dog, the thing that
Yeah, what
changed.
kind of club,
It was a
Chance?
club. It
He
was a
make
bar.
what
Like
was wait, what?
when
No, he
Applebee's
making that
shut
up.
down, that's why I know that Applebee's done been shut down for more than 10 years, man.
Really?
It have been shut down for
I
more
don't
than
think
10
so.
years, man. We need to, man,
That feel like a stretch. Where your people at?
all our Columbia people, man. Somebody
Your
let me
people at?
know.
How long Applebee's been gone?
Applebee's been gone. So, oh well, oh well. But that's neither here nor there. I don't know what we was talking about. I forgot what we was talking about. We talked
It don't
about
matter. Let's get to the letter.
talking about this letter that we got.
Let's get to the letter.
Let's pull up that letter, man. You know, I ripped 28, man. Check this out, man. I wanted to make a great, what do you call it?
Transition.
Transition. I wanted to make a great transition. Y'all wouldn't let me help me
I
make the transition, man.
No, we gave you a chance. We gave you a
you were
chance.
slow with it. You were slow with it.
We're gonna say this instead of they got the scarlet letter on with that used to be Tom joining them on the show. We got the velvet letter. What?
Wait, no.
What is that?
No.
Velvet?
No.
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 We're gonna have to
Hey,
come
yeah, we
back.
did. Hey, you gotta go with
We
it. Go
did.
with it. Just
No.
go with
I read this slide. Can you pinch it to make it bigger?
it. No, that's about as big as it's gonna get.
Hi, guy.
Hey, that's what he got to say all the
Big
time. That's as big as it's gonna get.
it's gonna get.
No answer
Wow.
than this.
All right. Hi, guys. I need your help. I have a friend. We've been tight since we pledged together 15 years ago. She had a quote unquote friend who she loved it with every once in a while or whenever he was in town. They had a steady, sneaky link relationship for a while until she got married. When she got married, she cut him off and they went their separate ways. They haven't been together for almost a decade. Well, my job just transferred me to his city. Since I didn't know anyone here, she told me I should reach out to him and kick it with him while I was learning the city. We realized that we had a lot in common and quickly became friends, and we developed feelings for each other. I told my friend that we were dating, and she blew up at me. What? She said that he was off limits. Wow. Now she won't talk to me. She is supposedly a happily married woman with kids, but now she is tripping because I'm dating her ex. Am I wrong? Wait,
Is
wait.
she wrong? Now, Shauna, you a woman.
Ooh.
You a woman, but y'all
Oh.
women have these strict friend codes that are always broken. Because I know I broke a couple of them myself, but you know that's long, long, long time ago. Long time ago. Long time ago, I broke them. But how you feel? Is she tripping? Is she wrong? What's going on, Shauna?
Oh, that's tough. So, oh, that's tough. They were never in a relationship. They were just like
Is the cuddle
sneaky
buddy
links.
whenever he came in
Yeah.
town? That's what she said.
So
Whenever he was in town.
I have never been with someone that one of my friends have been with
That you know of.
after them. After them. No,
That you know of.
I ain't been with none of my friends' people. Like the my core people that I call my friends. I've never been with their people just because
Because you
that's.
have good, upstanding young ladies as friends. Your friends are good,
Yeah,
upstanding ladies.
that part. Yep. I mean, but this woman is so I will say
Now, see, look, look, now
wait.
the truth gonna come out. See, the truth gonna come out.
As an adult, I've never been with any of my friends.
the truth coming out.
That's tough though. Like, I don't know. Ooh.
She told him to go hang out. So
She did. She
she
didn't. She
set
didn't expect. She didn't expect though that they would connect. And then all of a
it up.
sudden, now she's getting it in with old boy. But
She
she's
should have.
married with kids. Like, you gotta
Yeah,
let
why
that.
you worried about it? Why
I
you
don't think
worried
you get
about
a
that?
say in that. I don't think you get a say in that.
Nah, you can't be mad at that girl. But you know, like you say, Sly and Shauna, I guess there are unwritten rules or
Oh, that's
bro
tough.
code. Girl code saying that you don't mess with an ex or something like that, but I mean, after you get married, I don't know if, like you said, you ain't
With
got nothing to say about
children, with children.
it. Yeah, got kids, I think one or two,
Maybe three or four.
but for real though, like she can't be worried about that other dude. Like, how you gonna get mad at that? That's preposterous.
The selfish is what it is.
Like, unless there was some underlying thing to the story where she's still messing with the dude, and that's a whole nother
No, I think
angle.
the oh, I think old girl just being territorial. Like, I had him and you can't have him.
But she already did before she told him that they did, so
Did.
let too late, let too late.
He's mine. You may have had him once, but I
All
got him
right, check
all
this. We
the
got
time.
Sterling Boyles just said, "Oh my God, this is just my opinion. The first chick is wrong. Me personally, I don't sleep with nothing none of my friends had." That's interesting, Sterling. Sterling a lady, so that's, you know, but I think that's more of a
Wait,
woman thing.
Sterling is a lady?
Yeah, Sterling Boyles. It's not spelled, I guess it's spelled a little different.
Right, we got you.
Oh, it's spelled a little different. Well, it's a
Gotcha.
lady on the profile. Somebody who's, because I get my bad, the correct term,
Presents.
it presents as a lady. So I'm
Good job.
assuming that she's a lady.
Good job. Okay.
But yeah, man, hey, check this out, man. Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Oh, hell, here you go.
You know what I'm saying, man? Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
That's for the girls, though.
Same thing for the lady homies. Ain't no fun if the lady homies can't have none. But it's like, yo, you done did this. Y'all did what you did. Now it's over with,
You done
man.
did this.
You had fun in your time period. Y'all had fun. Now move on, man. Apparently she has moved on because she's married. She's married. See, I would give her a little bit of leeway if she was still single. If she was still single and dude still could, you know, if dude still could come over and hit it or something like that. But yo, you married. Your days of hoarding the penis is over.
Ain't no more sneaky links.
No more sneaky links. I go back to, I think she's just being selfish. Like, I had to do it. It was probably really good for her. And she feel a way about her friend now getting this good vitamin D.
And see, that's what it is, man. Dude hit it in the right spot one time. And that's what happened. He done hit it where it was supposed to be hit at and made a speak in tongues one or two times. And now she reminiscing over that. She don't want her friend to have what she used to have. Now she's thinking about
what her girl getting, like, oh, I bet he doing this.
See, that's messed up though, because like I said, she married. Like you married a dude that's supposed to be doing this and this and this too. You know what I'm saying? So now you looking back at the other dude doing this and this. I'm like, hey, you want both of them, huh? I guess.
Yep.
This is a clear example of her hubby not hitting it the way her hubby's supposed to be.
That's why you can't tell your girls what your boy did to you. Like, you'd be like, oh, he did A, B, and C.
That part. That's why you keep some things. See, everything ain't for everybody.
And me walking up the wall, she's like, I'm trying to see what that feel like.
And here goes the thing.
She goes second from the back.
Wait a minute, Chance, that's out of order.
You know, Mike Epps, good on.
Out of order.
Trying to see what that feel like. Now, next thing you know, she done tested it out. Now you mad.
She like, you right. He did.
You know, he's 10 years older. But all good.
But that's the thing, man. It's been supposedly 10 years. It's been supposedly 10 years since dude hit. That's why I don't believe it's been 10 years since dude hit. Let's just be honest. I don't think it's been 10 years since dude hit. If she and her feelings like that, if she to the point where she won't even talk to the girl, if she won't even talk to the girl, that means it ain't been 10 years. It ain't been 10 years.
Or it means she still just remembers what dude did to her. And she don't want him to do that to her friend. Because it may very well have been that they ain't been together in 10 years.
Like,
but she remembers exactly what he did and how he made her feel. And she don't want him making her friend feel that way.
She shouldn't have told him to hook up.
But my thing is,
I'm not disagreeing with you, Chance.
I think that it's just a woman thing. I truly believe that. And I'm not trying to be sexist or anything like that, but I just think it's a woman thing.
You don't have to try.
Well, yeah. Everybody knows I'm not sexist at all. I'm not a male chauvinist. I'm a
you
feminist.
You don't have to try.
I'm a feminist.
All right, go ahead, Smart.
But yeah, I think it's a woman thing, because most men is like, yo, you know, it's over with. Especially, and here go my thing, if it didn't end on bad terms, like for me in my backslide days, long time ago. What up, Bam Bam? Hey, Bam said, what up, y'all? Cookout time. No, Bam, that cookout that they're posting is not the cookout that we are sponsoring. That is somebody else came along and trying to snake
who
my homeboy.
Who had my cookout?
First of all, I said no tobacco and no drinking. So
you know that ain't a post.
I missed that post, thankfully. Who had that cookout?
Class of 1984 or something like that.
Yeah, class of 1984 is going to do a cookout, and they're going to do it at Columbia High. But we're not going to give that any shine, though. That's not the cookout we give it any shine, because that's not the cookout that we did, that we were a part of. So
it's going to be great.
But I forgot my point. But
that was the purpose of that. Good job.
Well, no, but real talk though, if as a man in my backsliding day, long time ago, if one of my homeboys messed with a chick and they was over with, they was done with, and they moved on. And it wasn't a bad move it on. It wasn't like she dumped him and his, you know, his feelings was all in it. If motherfucking couple years go by and I run into her, she fair game. She fair game, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't get really mad, but I will tell you one time. One time I did get caught slipping. I did, and we'll have a moment of transparency for the old Sly. Shauna and Chance know about it because I had called that Chance for advice on this one. It was a particular young lady that I dumped. You know, she got a little bit too clingy to your boy. She got a little bit too clingy to your boy, and I cut it off. I was like, yo, this ain't gonna work. This ain't gonna work. And you know, it was actually very scared, really, because she came to my house one weekend. And after I told her it wasn't gonna work, and she spent the night, I slept in my son's room behind the door because I was afraid she might come in and get me. But that's a whole other story. But come to find out, one of my homeboys ran through. You know what I'm saying? He did what he did. And at first I was like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, bro. How you do that? And he was like, it was pussy. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I get it.
Wow.
I get it. And you know, and I, at first I was like, wait a minute, man. You know, that ain't right. But then I thought about it. I'm like, man, I was out of pocket. I was out of pocket. I was wrong.
What was my advice to you, Sly?
I forgot what you said, but I think you just said, shut up and let it ride. I forgot what you said.
No, I said it ain't yours. It's hers.
Exactly. Exactly. It ain't mine. Even though
and he
said
and
it,
he
she
did
said
he
was.
Did not he did not shut up and let it ride, actually.
Oh, I did. I talked to you, Shauna. I talked to you before I talked to Chance. I talked to Chance a couple of days later. I talked to Chance a little bit later. So I had to
I'm
go
glad ahead. I'm glad Chance talked you off the ledge because you were not in that position when we
talked. I was pissed. I'm not gonna lie, I was pissed. Because yeah, I was pissed. I was pissed. But, you know, Chance said something. Chance slowed me down. But then just out of the blue, the homie Trail called. And me and Trail was talking. And Trail has no heart. Trail a player from the Himalayas for a long time. And Trail said, man, you sounded like a little punk ass bitch, nigga. Yeah, so
that's actually exactly how you sounded.
So I was like, you got a point, bro. You got a point. You got a point. So I was like, okay.
So what sense. You're saying is you wouldn't have been this letter writer or you would have been.
No.
When you acted like the letter writer.
When it's fresh and it ain't had time to sink in, it was like, come on, dog. That's my old work. But then when you think about it, when you on the outside and you look at it, you got to step outside of yourself. You got to step outside of yourself and look back at yourself and be like, come on, dog. You better than that. You better, and that's what happened. I had to realize, like, wait a minute, I'm better than that. You know, I'm the one who always scream. It ain't no fun if your homies can't have none. So wait, was I wrong? So there you go. So that's my advice I give to the lady, man. There ain't no fun if your homies can't have none. So there you go. Shout out.
Anyway, it sounds like again she remembers the feelings that this man gave her. Because, you know, women, we generally speaking, and I, you know, shouldn't paint everybody with a broad brush, but generally speaking, we are emotional beings. And she remembers the feelings that this man gave her and was like, nah, you can't do this. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but she ought to just be in her marriage and be happy with her husband and her kids and let her homegirl do what she do. Like, because you really being selfish right now.
I'll make this one last point, though. If the girl who got with the old guy is just, you know, hitting it, quitting it, it's casual or whatever, cool. But if you start wanting to bring him around, then, like, on Thanksgiving and Christmas and all this stuff, then I mean, you might want to reconsider doing that too. Like, come on now, you know the situation. Let's not do that. You know what I mean? But I mean, if she does, it's her prerogative. But I wouldn't do it like that. You know, so I would say,
well, it says stay your distance. It says right here, we realized we had a lot in common and quickly became friends, and we developed feelings for each other. So it sounds like they're in a full-blown relationship.
Yeah, it sounds like they're getting together.
Yeah, sounds like it ain't no hit it and quit it thing, a sneaky
little
thing.
Yeah, no. You don't do a Thanksgiving together with them. You don't do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just don't
go kick with them. You not do holidays together.
But it ain't. But see, holidays ain't even going to come up because in the letter says that
they don't live in the same city.
Well, the girl ain't even talking to her. The girl ain't even talking to her. Now, in my case, I still talk to my homeboy. We still talk. It wasn't like I wasn't mad at him. And the truth is, I wasn't mad at my homeboy.
Your feelings were hurt. Be clear.
Yeah, they was. And Misha said, Sly got feelings. You know, hey, man, I'm a stone cold pimp back in the day, but you know.
Hey, what people got to realize is they are not as important to anybody as they think they are.
Yep.
Nobody Come on now. Care. Come don't on, nobody, Chance.
Don't nobody care about you, dog. Like, if it
Come on, Chance.
When your boy was somebody else.
Yep.
they ain't going without.
So, and maybe your boy did things that you didn't do.
I mean, or vice versa. Either way, both of you had the same experience, which you kind of feel a certain way about. But I mean, you got to get over yourself sometimes, like saying, "Hey, it ain't you can't be the end all and be all of everything."
Yeah, that
but I go
true.
Back to I think about like my close circle, like my people. I don't want to be with anybody they've been with. I just and we don't talk about our sex lives and what we do and what's going on in the bedroom. I just don't want to be intimate with someone that one of my close friends has been with. I just that I just don't.
Well, your close friends are good girls, though. Like Shayla's still a virgin, so there you go, and that's the story we gonna say on the Rip 28 podcast forever.
That's for okay. Jesus.
We will not. We will not sully my friend's name.
Okay. Yep.
We will not sully my friend's name. But yeah, man. But so, to the letter writer, yes, your friend is tripping. Your friend is tripping. Continue to do what you do. Continue to go out there and get the good dick down from old boy. You know, y'all might go ahead and get a full-blown relationship or whatever, man, because it's hard out here in these streets for somebody, man. Because
these Negroes out here act up. So, girl, if he's acting right and he's doing right by you, I ain't even going to begrudge you that.
These bras is crazy.
These Negroes don't act right. They will play in your face.
Mm-mm, it's the women. These women is crazy.
Mm-mm, these Negroes will play in your face, especially the broke ones.
Well, and once again, though, I'm gonna tell you right try. Now. My theory on that, man. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you the truth. Now, my theory on that is, hey, when you broke, you sling your best peen when you broke. When I was broke, well, I was a champion, dog.
Well, yeah, these brokers will play in your face.
Hey, you was a basketball face to stay broke. That night. My life depends on this. Leave the car.
He needed a warm place to lay his head.
Man, if I don't do this, I'm sleeping in the car tonight.
I got a little bit of money. I start working at home. My work ethic wasn't as good with the more money I got, you know. That's what it is. That's a fact. That's a fact, man.
It ain't got nothing to do with you 45 years old.
Nah, it's just I got a little bit of money now.
Slow down a little bit, Chance. Hey,
I'm gonna give you about good strong 20 minutes now. If you ain't passed out in minute number 22, sorry. I tried, nigga. I tried.
I hope Mrs. Williams is off the podcast, but we don't need her chiming in.
I done put her to bed early. Put her to bed early.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's hard. It is hard. It's hard trying to find the right person, man. So I hope that you realize that and don't want to don't kick old boy to the side because your friend is in her feelings. Because once again, it's hard trying to find the right person, and that kind of lead to the next letter, somebody trying to find the right person. And they got this one right here. Let me read this one right here.
Say, first of all, why we got to be country cousins?
That, yeah, that's what we start off right there. What up, country cousins? The fuck, country cousins?
That's rude.
Wait, where you come from with that? Country cousins? Come on, bro. Pepe, make that a little bit bigger. Thank you. Thank you, Pepe.
We ain't related.
Pepe. And then talking about I have an issues.
Okay.
We country, your grandma off. Anyway.
I have an issue. Well, it ain't my problem. It's a friend's problem.
Time out with the country cousin, dude. It ain't my problem. It's a friend's problem. Really mean it's your problem. There you go.
All right, back in.
All right.
Here you go.
My homeboy started kicking it with this new chick. At first, he was just hitting it, but then he started to get serious. He took the rub off. That's what happened. When you take the rub off, that would happen. She seems like she's a real cool girl and was good for him. He was married for 14 years, and his ex did him dirty. I guess that should be, and then divorced him. He was in his feelings and moping and shit. And then she came into the picture. She was there at the right time for the homie. But the problem is, one day he brought her around some of our other friends who didn't grow up with us. Well, they knew her from back in the day. They let her know about her past. Turns out she used to strip. And you know, all strippers get a little wild for send extra money. I guess some extra money. She did too. She even got a couple of homemade videos on Pornhub. I seen them. Now my homie is all messed up. He dying won't nothing to do with, I guess he don't want nothing to do with her. I don't know. It happened a long time ago. She might have changed. She seems to be a good chick now. This is kind of fresh. I have kept my mouth shut so far. What should I say to him? What should he say to him?
Try to eat that popcorn. sound like he thinks she's a good girl. He wants to see what that porn hub looking like.
He thinks she good, all right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody got their past or whatever, you know.
Tell Pepe to put that letter back up there.
Yeah, he said they told us and dude messed up about it. So I mean, why he saying what he should do? I mean, you leave it alone. Well, that's their business.
But I guess if it's friend, he might want to give him some advice or something. I don't know. Do he want
to I came up in Memphis, the capital of strip clubs. So I got quite a few friends that they the strippers. Some of them worked out, but they married now. And
somebody married the stripper?
Most of them was or not. So yeah, different circumstances.
What's interesting to me is that my homeboy that wrote the letter is like, he dying, want nothing to do with her. So he don't want nothing to do with her. But
I guess that he means said, don't.
No, I'm yeah. So he don't want nothing to do with her, but the letter writer is like, she might have changed. She seems like a good chick now. Is he trying to now see what this girl got going on?
Yes, he is.
I don't get that. I don't get that part. I think he want his homeboy to be happy. That's what I think. Because you say, because earlier you talk about he was married for 14 years and his
ex. What you just say, Sly? Last letter. Ain't no fun and the homies can't have none. Did you just say that?
Yeah, that's true.
Did.
But that's
this situation to the T.
I don't know, man. I think because he was saying that he was in his feelings moping and shit.
Mm-mm.
You know? See,
me and Misha in the same place. Sounds like he wants the girl. She might have changed. He seems to be a good chick now. But the homeboy don't want nothing to do with him. So what, he trying to convince the homeboy to now get back with her?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's what he tried. He tried.
He said she got videos on Pornhub. Ooh. I seen her. I seen her in exclamations. So he like, ooh, I know what she working with.
See, that's the deciding factor for me right there.
It's, she can't be that video. Bad. She can't be that bad a person.
See, my thing is, if it was just she used to strip and then people are saying, well, maybe she did this. It ain't, you know, we don't know if she actually was wild like that. We don't know if she's actually wild like that. But the videos out there, bro, the videos ain't going no way.
They definitely know what she had going on.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the best man. The best man too. When they had the picture of her going in and closing the door. Merch Candy. Wife.
Candy.
Yeah, Candy. Not Candace, Candy. Candy closed that door. But yeah, man. So for me personally, man, it's the video, man. My ego won't let that one live that down. You know what I'm saying? So I understand what dude going on, what dude like that. I don't want nothing to do with her. Cause the videos. I think you could live without the video, but what's the video? Well, yeah.
Now I just say it like that. The answer to the question is, yeah, man, go ahead and hit it. That's what you really want. That's what he really asking.
Since you asked, yes.
But I don't think he was asking that though, man.
He ain't worried about your boy. He ain't
worried
about
it. It did not seem like he was worried about his friend to me.
Mm. Dude, done with him. He said he's done with him.
And he's really trying to. He's really trying to get his country cousins to say whether or not he should go ahead and slide in there, because to Sly's words, ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. So he was like, y'all, should I do this or Sly should I not?
Sly said, ain't no bro code, which I disagree with. But
Sly it is, no. Sly ain't say that. Sly did not say it ain't no bro code. It is a bro code. You don't mess with your homeboy lady.
After a couple of years, they free game.
It's free game after a couple of years.
That's what he
game.
Said.
That's exactly game. What he said.
So do it matter a couple of years or...
Yeah. You gotta let some time slide on that
one. No, either it's bro code or it ain't. It's either you don't mess with them or you do.
Nah, come on, Chance. Come on,
no,
Chance.
You don't
get
mess
them
with them. You don't mess with her while the feeling's fresh, man. You can't mess with her after a time.
So now you got a time limit on it.
Yeah, it's a time limit.
How you know when the feelings ain't fresh no more?
Yeah, that is
true. You make that decision, huh?
He should be over.
You good now. All right, man, you good now.
Better been 2 years, bro.
Bro, but 2 years.
They like, my man, it's been 6 months. We good.
Hey, every time it gonna cut down, they be like, man, y'all start talking a week ago.
Nah, man. I think, well, each situation is its own situation. Each situation, you know. It's kind of its own situation.
That's real convenient.
Well, no, it ain't no convenience to. But we wait a minute. We confusing two stories now. We confusing two letters.
All right.
This dude wants to know. No. This one is about the stripper. This one about the stripper.
We know.
But the dude is saying that his friend was happy with this girl. He was very happy with this girl until he found out that she was a hoe. Once he found
she
out...
She was a stripper, not a hoe.
She was a hoe.
Both. They said both, though. Really?
Those are synonymous.
No, not necessarily.
No, don't do that. Don't do that in front of all these people.
Look here, man.
Don't do that in front of all these people.
If you got enough money, every stripper's a hoe. It depends on how much money you got, bro. If you willing to take your clothes off in front of a bunch of people and dance, you're willing for somebody to pay you to get in them guts. That is a fact. That's a fact.
I really disagree. So I mean, that's people in the entertainment business. I put it like that. So
strippers, you know, are entertainment.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So P. Diddy, now them folks. P. Diddy promised you to get rich. He gonna say, let me do this to you. And I make sure you get rich. They like, you sure? Sign his papers. And now you done did all kind of strange stuff
to get rich. Geez, is you going, you sure?
You sure? And then, but I'm like, you know, all the contracts that P. Diddy done did, like all them groups he done had, all them singers done had, they had one album. And then they was over it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I know I'm kind of getting off subject, but still kind of in the same realm.
No, you ain't. You way. No. You way.
No, 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 no. No, it's just that people don't can promise you anything. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Sorry.
But dude want to know what should he do? That's his thing. Dude want to know what should he do? I think you need to keep your mouth shut. It ain't none of your business.
Mind your business.
It ain't none of your business. But you know what? We say mind your business. But the thing is, man, if dude is, if you know that's your friend and you want the best for your friend and you think that that chick really made him happy and he was really at his best, you should tell him to go back with the chick. He need to go back with her if that's what made him happy. If that's what made him happy.
I did not get that from the letter.
But he can't hang with you no more. Because you're going to bring it up.
Hey, you know, did you see what she did this?
Man, I watched that video last week, bro. I got that joke in my collection.
Does she still do this?
So he got to make a decision. He got to
let it go. Let it go.
But that's why you can't date the stripper. That's why you can't date the stripper, man, because it can get thrown back in your face. That's why, and Misha just said, tell him you saw the videos too. Well, I'm pretty sure you probably already know he saw the videos. Because that's probably why.
And Pornhub is public property.
Yeah, and I think the...
Don't nobody want to know that they homies saw their girl butt naked?
That's like, why
nobody
don't,
wants
that's
to
why,
know that.
But that's why the dude don't want to mess with the girl no more. He don't want to mess with the girl no more because everybody, you know, you saw everybody
We've all
knows.
Seen it.
Everybody knows. And that's the thing. If she was just a stripper and it was no video, I don't think we would even have this level. It wouldn't be a question. A dude would have never broke up with her. But I think the fact that now everybody has seen it, that's why dude broke up with him.
Because the video definitely made it to the group chat.
Oh, yeah. Video being in all the group chat.
I'm it talking definitely about made it.
With the homies that don't even live together. I mean, live in the city no more. You know what I'm saying?
And according to what kind of friends you got, if you got some of the nerdy dude, they done made highlight tapes out of it. Memes and all kind of stuff now.
And imagine,
they put sound effects on it.
And imagine if they homeboys who get together on a regular basis. He can't never talk no shit. He can't never be the brother talk no shit.
They'd be like, let's go to the film.
Somebody got it saved in his phone.
Oh, like for that, sure.
Be like that dude on Belly, like, you're going to get your beat. You're going to get
your beat. You're going to get your beat.
He gonna get his. And like she can't even show up to group functions.
No.
Because like everybody, like you're just you're the topic of conversation. It just no.
We got one shady friend that's gonna get two toe up and say something out the way.
Oh yeah.
He gonna be drunk and out of pocket without question.
She gonna smack him, then it's going down.
Yeah,
it'll actually be just like the best man. It'll actually be just like that.
but we do know the best man that what's her name? Not Monica.
What was Robin the wife? Was the real villain? Was the real villain.
That's the wife who died of cancer.
No, that's Taye Diggs' wife. Robin. No, she was the
no. Who's the one who died of cancer? Monica Calhoun. What was her name? Monica Calhoun. She was the real
Mia.
Villain.
She was Mia. No, she wasn't a villain.
Mia was the villain.
No, Mia, Robin was the villain.
Mia was the villain.
His wife was the villain.
Okay. In the Best Man, the series, in the end, that last one they did, the third one, the series.
It was Robin.
Robin was the villain. Yeah, Robin was the villain. But in the Best Man 1, Mia was the villain. Because Mia went and smashed the homie, and she knew that they were tight. She went and threw the thing on the old boy, and she knew that they were tight. Can't no man. It's hard for a man to deny pussy. Come on, man. It's hard for a man to say, no, I'm not going to have sex with a beautiful woman. Even a ugly woman.
We're not going to go there. But to your point, it is a lot easier for girls to manipulate things that way than it is for a man to manipulate. It's
a lot easier.
If I said that correctly.
It's a lot easier. Manipulate. It's a lot easier for a woman to get what she wants rather than a man to get it. No,
man can want it all day, but the girl has to consent.
She got to say yeah.
But most girls, they say, hey, let me do this to you. Dude, I'm like, okay.
Okay. You got me.
It's sad to say that, but that is how it is for a lot of people.
That's why I believe men should get bonus points for being faithful.
Let's move on.
We should.
Is it time for the 90s block?
But hey, you know, like sometimes when it's you got a right answer, you know, people don't want to say, yeah, you're right. They're like, all right, next subject.
There you go. Exactly.
No, y'all just went way left on this right here.
Hey, we always do that. This every show.
Yeah, we do have a bad.
Oh, we had 180, 180 something slow.
Huh? Yeah.
We had show what, 180 something?
Yeah, we up there, man. We up there.
We almost in the 2000s.
Yeah, for the 90s block.
The 90s block is almost in the 2000s.
We almost at juvenile stage for the 99 and the 2000s.
Sterling Taking Boys over. Just said, holes need, well, she said, 403s need love too. People change. It was a long time ago. F them people.
It's true. That is true. Like, everybody changed. Like, you could have been one way 5 years ago, 1 year ago, and now you're different. But that don't stop people from talking. That don't stop your perception. So, you know, perception is reality in a lot of times. So, if y'all want to move, if y'all want to move to another town, all good, because don't nobody know you. If you want to stay in the same town, probably not all good.
Sterling just said, because I think it's a double standard. When these men be out here being community peen, they want it to be accepted. So what's wrong with the old whole situation?
No, there ain't saying nothing wrong with it, but you got to know your company that you keep. Mm-hmm. Like,
got
my
to
boys,
know your people.
If this was to happen to my boys, definitely no to the situation. You know what I'm saying? Because I would never hear the end of it. You know what I mean? Maybe you got some friends that
ever
won't say that. So, ever. I mean, to ease his own. But from our experiences, we're not going to let that slide.
We talk too much shit about each other.
Yeah. Even if you ain't doing nothing, if you're a perfect model citizen, we're going to find something to talk about
you. Mm-hmm. You got
it. It just is what it is.
Wait till Brian get on here next week, Chance.
You ain't gonna have to worry about it.
You
That's why I got my hair down like this.
I saw you pull it down like Fabio. keep this little peasy beard till next week.
Oh man, y'all cold.
Yeah, she reneged on me.
Y'all cold. Wait, man.
First of all, what are you doing with these locks?
Reneged on me.
Oh man. Oh well, Chance and his long, lovely hair.
He keeps like
I just moved and it was stuck behind him. You know how you sit on you got the seat in the back, you gotta put it from back down. Yeah, y'all don't know nothing about that. Slang no, never
ain't none out here that long, bro. That ain't never been an issue I had to worry about. I ain't had no hair since I was 15. So But yeah, man. Hey, check this out. Speaking of since I was 15 in the 90s, in
Oh,
the
Lord.
90s, it's about that time, man. It's about that time for us to take a walk down the 90s block, man. The 90s block. And what we like to do on the Rip 28 podcast, we take the greatest decade ever, the 1990s, and we talk about something and compare and contrast something from the 1990s. This week, since it's basketball playoff time, it's basketball playoff time. We're going to take your favorite dunker from the 90s. Who was your favorite dunker from the 90s? Uh-oh, she got a hand up. Let's go with your hand up.
I'm going with Rain Man, Sean Kemp, all day, all day.
Sean Kemp.
Sean Kemp. Yeah, he was a bad boy for sure.
He did. He had a highlight film. Sean Kemp had a highlight film.
For sure.
But my funniest thing about Sean Kemp, though, when Sean Kemp,
Don't.
he came back. No, he came back to camp out of shape. They had like a strike, and he got a real big contract, and he came back out of shape. And dude was like, "Well, how come you ain't practicing enough? Ain't no 7-footers in my neighborhood." Man said, "Ain't no 7-footers in my neighborhood." Like, hey, I guess he got a point. Ain't no 7-footers for him to practice with. But I think my favorite, man, being in Atlanta, I got to say Nick. I got to
Neek.
say Dominique. Even though Dominique was more 80s, you know, the 90s, he wasn't as still as he wasn't Dominique still, but he was still Dominique. So I'm gonna go with Nick, man. What about you, Chance?
Yeah, I gotta agree with you too, man. Dominique Wiggins, as far as the end game, you know, that was like a for Vince Carter times, you know. I think Vince Carter learned a lot from him because the type of dunks he used to do in the game was like so exciting. Like that was so powerful and windmilling and doing all that stuff. You know, most people was just, you know, doing the one hand and two hand, but he put some pizzazz into it. I'll put it like that. You know, even though Atlanta wasn't always the best team, they sold out the stadium to come see him, you know.
Misha just said Sean Kemp also.
For sure, my girl. Misha.
Him too, but you know, it's just I guess like in the dunk contest and stuff, you know, people lose little points for being like 6'10" when you can dunk like that. You know, if you like
Yeah.
6'5", 6'6" doing that, you know, it just look a little better. But Sean Kemp, like I said, he's a bad man too. It's just that, you know, Dominique Wiggins to me was had to jump a little higher to do what he did.
I feel like by the 90s, though, Neek was at the tail end of his dunking.
That's
Yeah.
true. That's true.
Just
That is
saying.
true.
So, but he get the carryover points. He get the carryover point for me.
Do we got more than them two? Is it another person's life?
I don't know
I
when it comes to
mean,
in-game dunkers in the 90s, man, because truth be told,
Clyde Drexler's jumping the free throw line on them folks.
in game.
But I think right around the early 2000s, though, I think that's when you kind of probably had the best dunkers in the game because you had Vince. I don't know if y'all remember Stromile Swift used to get down.
Yeah, I'm on stroke.
Stromile Swift.
He used to
Wow, you just went
stroke show.
way back.
In-game stuff, dunking on people. And my man, Stevie Franchise used to come through the lane and just kill him. He used to
I mean,
kill him.
and let's not act like Jordan wasn't dunking in game.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
Oh, yeah.
let's not
Jordan.
act like in game he wasn't a great dunker.
Yeah, Jordan was cold, man. Like,
He was cold. For sure, for sure.
I still have a lot of arguments over this Jordan, LeBron, Kobe thing. And it's like, nobody's ever, I mean, Jordan is the greatest, but nobody's ever really going to win that whole conversation. So people need to just cut it out and say all of them were great in their time period.
Yeah, we'll be on another hour with this Jordan and
Yeah,
a whole
man.
other hour. Like, why do you have to do it though? Like, why do you have to pick? Because
Yeah, I
you
mean,
just
they
want
never
to know
played
who the
against each other.
best. You want to know who the best.
And why is it never Jordan, Bron, Kobe? Like, it's only Jordan and LeBron.
Because Kobe was the copy of LeBron. Kobe was just too
Of
close. I
Jordan.
mean, of Jordan. Of
Of
Jordan.
Jordan.
Kobe was just too close to Jordan. So
He
it's like,
walked like him. He chewed his gum like him.
you
God.
know, and LeBron is just a different animal. LeBron just a different animal. It's, you know, 6'8", the most athletic person on the court, 250 pounds, still the most athletic person out there. Now, LeBron just a freak of nature. LeBron could have been a professional NFL wide receiver. You know what I'm saying?
Tight end.
Well, you know, they got the big receivers now. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's,
I mean, there's other people who could have done that too, I'm sure.
I just think, you know.
I just think the boys 6'6", 6'7" now. They ain't, like, you think about basketball players and football players differently, but these dudes in the NBA is giants. So going out on a football field ain't a stretch of the imagination that they be good at that too. You know what I mean? A lot of them skinny. But some of them rocked up and ready to handle that field.
Ready to rumble.
Ready to rumble. Karl Malone would have been a great NFL player.
Yeah, Karl Malone would have been a hell of a tight end.
Well, his one hand behind the back dunk.
He'd been a defensive player. I think he'd been D tackle or something.
But you would have had to keep him from. Yeah, I think he would have been defensive end. I don't see him being a tight end. I see him as defensive end.
And I'm sure he had good hands too. But yeah, I just don't see him juking nobody.
Yeah. So, but you know, hell, he could have been a good offensive tackle. You know, put a little bit more weight on him. He could have been a good offensive tackle. He's strong enough. Like Charles Oakley could have played somebody defensive end.
Oh, definitely could have been a defensive end.
Oh,
no. Look, Sly, next week we got to talk about what you think about these Falcons picks in this draft.
Oh, yeah, we'll get on that.
We'll get to that.
I'm a Redskins fan, so.
Not Redskins. Don't do that.
Forever. Hey, they about to retire my boy Dal Green, dog. No, but man. So I'm looking forward to that one. I think I'm
going to
whenever they figure out what game they're going to do it, I think me and James going to go up there and check that one out.
Washington Generals.
Come on, man. Don't play me like that, bro.
Commanders, fool.
Don't play me
generous. Like that. Like Harlem Glove trying
don't
to lay on.
Yeah, he was generous. Trying to be funny. Don't play me like that. Don't play me like that. Well, check this, man. It's been another great episode of the RIP 28 podcast, man. It's a podcast where a few friends get together and we talk about a few things. Now, some of those things you might like, some of those things you might not like, but we keep on talking about. Hey, any parting shots? I did that spiel a little too early, man. Any parting shots, man? I forgot, man. El Presidente, any parting shots before we get out of here?
Man, you saved it with 3 seconds left, huh? That's good. Yeah. Well, yeah, just talk about, you know, my daughter graduating again, you know, Tennessee State, very proud of that moment, you know. First one in a while, you know, graduate college. So we are very excited and proud of her. And, you know, it's going down next weekend. We're finna kick it.
They gonna party hard in the Nesbitt household.
In the Ville.
Oh yeah, y'all be in Nashville, man. But congratulations,
Nash Vegas.
Congratulations one more time to Cheyenne, man, and make sure you hit up her Cash App. Send Cheyenne a little bit of cash for her graduation. That's for the people listening on Spotify and stuff. You can send that to $RIP28podcast. Nah, you send that to $ CHIANEBNESBITT. Cheyenne B Nesbitt. Make sure you send that to Cheyenne. Hey, S.commas. Any parting shots?
Love on your people. I say it every time. Just make sure you reach out to people who maybe you haven't talked to in a while. If you got strained relationships, it's never too late to mend those. Let people know you're thinking about them, that you care about them. Life is fleeting, man. Love on your people.
Well, there you go. There you go. Love on your people, man. It's been another great episode of the RIP 28 podcast. It's a podcast where a few friends get together and we talk about a few things. Now, some of those things you might like, some of those things you might not like. But we keep on talking about them on the RIP 28 podcast. Hey, I usually end with a great and inspirational quote for the people. I don't have one today. Just do what you do and make sure you do it right. We'll holler at you on the Rip 28 podcast.
Give it to me right. Don't give it to me at all.
I got. Oh.